Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Penguins have won just three of their last 11. They're suddenly not a very good hockey team. Now that you turn and look, the Penguins have lost four in a row, albeit three of them one-goal games. A loss is a loss is a loss is a loss. And Chris and I have been talking for the better balance of the morning, I guess, since we've been up, and we've been up a long time, Chris. We were knocking it around and chewing it a bit this morning. Is this a team that gets knocked out in the first round? Is this a team that makes a run? Well, now the talk turns into, this is a team that better be careful that they make the playoffs right now.
Yeah, because they're backsliding. After the eight game, since the eight-game winning streak, they've won what? They've lost, I should say, 9 of the 14 they've played since that eight-game winning streak. And they haven't played well. That's the key. I mean, if you lose a few here and there that should have gone your way, whatever. But the special teams are terrible. Penalty kill 76% during that run. Power play just 14%. And you can look at it on one hand and say, hey, Malkin, Schultz, Aston Reese, all due to come back very soon. Or you can look at it on the other hand and say, even with those guys back, is this a team that looks like they're destined to go more than a round or two in the playoffs? And with everything going on, whether it be goaltending, whether it be special teams, whether it be scoring depth and trying to fold new guys into the lineup, I don't know if I look at this team in totality and see a cup contender
right
now.
There are two big questions, I think. One of them is clumped together with a couple guys. Can Schultz and can Malkin make a big difference? One on the blue line, one, of course, at center. Can they make a difference? Can they push this team forward? And also, the second question, I think, Jim, with this team is, can Matt Murray rediscover his form? Those, to me, are the two lingering questions. The guys you get back from injury, and then can Matt Murray be Matt Murray again? Because that has to come into focus as a big question right now.
Well, Matt Murray was Matt Murray, and then he gets hurt. Mm-hmm. Right, every time he looks like he's, okay, here's Matt Murray, he's back. And then he's back, not necessarily on the injured list, but he's back banged up. You know, as for Schultz, and Jason Mackey mentioned this in his story in the PG this morning, and I haven't been there, you know, the last few days, but he's been skating. And there's one guy who was downplaying the impact that Schultz is going to have, and that's Justin Schultz. Because the first couple days that he was back, you know, full practicing, I was there and I was talking to him and I was asking him stuff. And just he's saying, like, hang on a second here. He goes, first of all, I need more time, is what he was saying. And then second of all, it's like, and this is, I guess, what he's been saying lately on the trip, is that it's going to take me a while to get acclimated back to full speed. And the Penguins need to, not just him, they need to get themselves acclimated to full speed. And the mistakes that they made the other night, you know, that power play, goodness.
Justin Schultz injury reminds me of Letang injuries of the past and Trevor Daley injury of the past. I'd rather him take an extra 3, 5, 6 days to get back and be close to 100% than rush back out of necessity.
I think that's what he's doing.
And you mentioned the mistakes on the power play, Jim. Mistakes overall. This has become a team that, to be quite honest, it may not be as fun to watch as a 7-6 game against the Washington Capitals, but they are much better when they play boring hockey. Sorry, that's the crux of the matter here. This team is better when they play boring hockey and 200 feet as Mike Sullivan wants them to play, and they don't start throwing the puck all over the place and trying to do too much, which they're still trying to do at times. I don't know if it's because they're recognizing more and more that they're not as quick as the teams that they're playing. I don't know if it's because of the absences of Malkin and Schultz or if it's because they're trying to fold new guys in, but they're still not playing the way Sullivan wants them to, and until they embrace that fully, they are. They're a first or second round exit.
I think that they are a boring team, and it suits them best to be a boring team because the league has caught up speed-wise. We've been talking about this since the very beginning of the year. They don't skate past teams. They simply blend in speed-wise with
teams.
They
can't make up for mistakes with their speed.
But they have more skill in big-time moments than teams whenever it gets to that, and they need to utilize it.
Well, when their most effective line for, I thought, a lot of the game on Saturday was the fourth line. I thought that Bluger, Cullen, and Wilson even scored finally. But I thought that because those guys, you know, you talk about keeping it simple. That's what they do.
Right.
That's the only thing that they do. And, you know, it's funny how we use the term trying to do too much, and I know what it means. It's but what they're doing not enough of is just shoot the damn thing.
You know what else they do when they do too much? A lot of times they grip their stick too tight. That happens,
they
too.
Do.
You hear that a
no,
lot,
no,
Jim.
You don't want to do that.
By the way, Middle Road at Wagner's, that's fine. It's starting to snow again. Jim, we know that intersection. Roads are wet in Indiana, even though there's 2 to 3 inches of snow overnight. They're fine. Just drove from Irwin to the south side. Roads all good. 68 from Butler to Evan City. Crystal clear. The turnpike conditions are just excellent near the Allegheny Valley interchange. That's what people are reporting to us. So, Tricia Pittman, save it. We got you covered this morning. 412-928-9370. Real quick, Chris, is it a concern, though, that Malkin wasn't playing well before he got hurt?
He, what, 3 5-on-5 goal, three right. even strength goals since Election Day, I think it is? Yeah, that's a huge concern. And, again, whether Malkin and Schultz are in the lineup, and Aston Reese for that matter, or not, this team has to realize they can't make up for the mistakes they make with their feet anymore.
Well, being where Geno's from, I don't know if Election Day has the same ring to it as it does here in
it's
America.
It's Suggestion
yeah.
Day there.
Yes, kind of. I think it's just kind of.
Vote yes. for Putin or Putin?
Yeah, Rubber Stamp Day, if you will. All right, more Penguin Talk, 412-928-9370. How far can this team go? What really are the Pittsburgh Penguins? I guess propositions move, not propositions. Who knows? How good is this damn team moving forward? That's the easiest way to put it. Don't miss the Fan Morning Show in San Antonio Homes for the Tapped Brick Oven Pizza Toss and the PM team in a bake-off on the Republic cooking stage. Grab a Kiss the Cook apron. Oh, this is good. While they last. Brought to you by Geico Pittsburgh office. Thanks, Mr. Hester. And Morrison Kitchen and Bath. All of those events take place at Eat Drink Pittsburgh. This is going to be so great. On Thursday, February 21st, so that's 10 days from now, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the New Rivers Casino event space. Visit 937thefan.com to buy your ticket today. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So we're doing a pizza toss.
Yeah, the guys from Tapped.
They're coming in.
They're going to teach us.
They're coming in this week to tell us about it.
Are they
it.
Coming in later this week? Okay.
Did you hear about that, Matt? Yeah.
I did, yeah. Wednesday or Thursday?
I know. I'm so excited about this.
And then, yeah, and then me, you, Jim, I guess, producer Matt, I don't know if you're coming. The whole show in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do like a pizza
there.
Toss
I'm
contest.
There. I'm in yeah. this. I'm in this pizza toss thing.
Yeah.
And then Kiss the Cook apron while they last. I'm imagining this is centered around Ron Cook because it involves, thank you, Mr. Hester. This is great.
If there's an apron with Ron's face on it, I need to have
I'm getting four of them. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Okay, normally, 95% of the time, I say not much is to be extracted from the NHL regular season. Okay, mm-hmm. that's where my opinion is. But here's what I extract from this NHL regular season so far. Not last regular season, but this one now that the Penguins got bounced out of the playoffs by a pretty good team last year, right?
Ended up winning a cup.
Yes. And then this regular season is, I think I can safely say that the Penguins don't strike the same fear in other teams that they used to.
No.
I'm not saying they don't strike no fear. Believe me. I'm not saying they don't strike any fear in teams. Don't take that the wrong way. I don't want your text that say, well, you're saying the Penguins are dead. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is, when they used to walk into buildings, Chris, when it was 4 o'clock and they'd show up for that 7 o'clock game, the bus would pull mm-hmm. up and out, you know, venues that were out of town.
Right. 87 steps off, 71 steps off.
You would see those NHL network behind the scenes yep. videos of them walking through PPG Paints Arena in their fancy suits, and other teams would be like, oh, okay. Like, we're not winning tonight.
Right.
That same feel isn't there every night now.
Well,
I think that's what I extract from this regular season.
Because, again, this comes back, it's a multifaceted thing, but we've been harping since the beginning of the season on the speed angle, right? They're mm-hmm. not as fast as they used to be. They're just not. And you can't make up for mistakes if you're not as fast as the other guy, or as fast as you used to be. So you keep making the same plays, the high-risk moves maybe that you used to make that you can't make up for. And here's the other key. This isn't the same team. Half the roster's turned over
right.
just in the last year. So go back 2 years to when they won the Cup. How much of this team really has, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, the clutch gene that was instilled in it during those two Cup runs? There's a lot of guys who haven't been through that. So when you look at it, Yeah, there's teams that look at them and say, okay, well, they turn the puck over. They're sloppy with it. They lead the league in shorthanded goals. Okay, good. Their goalie's up and down. We all know to go after his glove.
Pedigree doesn't match the current logo.
Right, and teams are not afraid. If you're the Blue Jackets or the Caps or the Islanders, or really, even the Carolina Hurricanes, are you necessarily walking into the building and thinking,
no,
I don't know if we can beat
the Pens
tonight?
The flip side of that is, hockey is all about who gets hot at the right time.
Yes.
That Matt Murray in a month from now, month and a half from now, might walk in and string together a course of 25 days where he's the best player in the world.
Or for that matter, Kessel or Malkin, yes, might wake up and for a round or two go nuts,
mm-hmm,
and score five goals in a six-game series and just light the world on fire.
So I'm just asked to analyze what's happening now, and it's still, no matter what happens, as long as they get in, it's a crapshoot.
Yes.
It's all about who's hot, rated. The other sports, you can indicate a lot from the NFL regular season, mm-hmm, I think. You can indicate a lot from baseball and figuring out your rotation, who it's going to slim down to once you get into the playoffs. March Madness, kind of the same thing, and the same thing in the NBA. Hockey, it really is. Any team can win.
But there is a little bit of a blueprint being laid out as the Penguins struggle here, in that you can beat them on special teams, and you can get to them physically. And I think that's the things that teams that are better than them have been able to lay out, and that's what teams are going to attack them with in the playoff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.